Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Content warning. This episode features cartoonish fight violence and language. Also, please be advised the last 7-ish minutes of this episode take place in an environment with lots of very gross jelly and slime sound effects. Listener discretion is advised. When last we left our heroes, they had uncovered the traitor in Wayface Industries and defeated the menace of the break room. But their adventures are only about to get underway as they make a surprising discovery. Welcome back, players. So Bia, Brenda, Julie, Rosalind, and Janet. You all are leaving the break room now. And you're all feeling pretty good about how things have gone. You've avoided the corporate raiders so far. You figured out who the traitor in the boardroom was, and you dealt with Barry. You've gotten your snacks, you've gotten your drinks, and you're ready to deal with whatever challenge you face when suddenly you hear a banging and clattering from a nearby closet, like someone has been tied up and left it there.
Janet runs for the closet, keen to rescue whoever's inside.
And so you open the closet door, and who do you see in there but a tied up and gagged Andy Wayface.
Oh my God.
Mr. Wayface! Mr. Wayface! Here, here!
What the heck?
I knew you'd never sell your company willingly.
Janet will work to pull off the gag and
yes, thank you. I'm like, can we?
Yeah, somebody needs to free him. Thank
That's
you
why I'm here. Janet Dogberry, night security guard at your service. It's just part of the job.
You have ungagged Andy at this point.
Oh, thank you, gang. Honestly, I lost track of time in there. I just remember somebody offering me a ball with some peanut butter on it, and I had it, and then the next thing I know, little duck. Who thought? Anyway, how are we all?
Doing very well, sir. Doing very well, sir.
Wonderful. All right, off I go home. Bye.
Wait, Andy, do you not know what's happening?
Can't say that I do.
Who put you in that closet?
That's it. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. Like a dog to a ball, in fact, literally a dog to a ball, it was me, and I was gagged. And there was I just felt multiple hands. That's all. Lots of hands. Usually, that means a good night.
When did this happen, Andy?
I totally lost track of time.
Yes.
It could have been 10 minutes. It could have been years.
Wow.
It's true.
I highly doubt that. Andy, I can tell you right off the bat, it was not years.
Okay.
I feel good about that.
Yes, I have this ability that when I'm all alone, I can totally zen out and just go to another world. It's quite magical.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like another plane of
being. Is that with our Wayface Industries Zen Mist?
Well, I've been trying to bottle it. It hasn't quite succeeded. My mother used to say I used to have Narnia in my head.
Should we tell Andy? We need to tell Andy what we found out.
Please do. Is something going on?
Yeah, well, Andy. Oh, yeah, wait, Andy, you don't know anything that's going on? Someone just gave you a ball of peanut butter and then that's it?
Honestly, that's enough.
Could you not hear the sirens?
Who hasn't been there, you know?
Andy, I'm sorry to report, and I'm sorry if this is like a little much after you've just woken up from your drugging, your peanut butter drugging. But the company has been undergoing a hostile takeover.
What?
Yeah.
Wayface Industries?
Yes, the private equity guys, they've come in, and not only have they, you know, they're trying to buy the place, they're physically attacking us, actually. They were physically holding some of your executives hostage.
Well, I mean, obviously, they're not going to do it all nicely. Honestly, that's what I do. I mean, that's what I would do. I haven't done it before.
Also, at least one of your employees was helping them from the inside, so you might want to look into that.
We have a traitor in our midst. Who was it?
It was Cellarac. Simon Cellarac.
That guy.
That's...
Yeah, he was an intern?
Nope, he was the executive
of manufacturing.
Interesting. So like a below the line kind of
apparently.
Guy.
Apparently.
Well, I don't think he really knew what his job was.
A real Napoleon complex.
Who had access to bombs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying that he had just kind of been left alone.
Oh. Well, I guess he's fired, am I right? Anyway, off I go home. Bye, guys.
No, Andy, we gotta get into your office, okay? And we gotta hit that little button.
The button?
As specific as that was, I'm shocked that you don't know what I'm talking about.
We have to hit the button, you say?
Yeah, for the internal security systems.
Well, here's the thing. The security at Wayface Industries is so good, not even I know how to get past it.
Good thing you've got your nighttime security guard, who I'm sure you remember hiring, recently. And I believe that together we can put our heads together and figure this out.
Yes, I believe we can. You, who I definitely remember, of hiring. Okay, well, let's get to it.
Come on, gang.
Yeah, so you're going to go to the end of the hallway, and you are presented now with a choice of two doors to enter. One has a drawing of a brain on it. The other has a drawing of a cube on it.
Okay, we've been presented with the brain twice already and haven't chosen it, but the cube...
The brain might start feeling neglected.
Yeah, maybe go for the brain, but then it feels like it's opening up a... I don't know. Oh! Yeah, we better go for the brain.
Yeah, let's go brain.
Let's go brain.
Yeah, I agree.
It's time. It's time.
It's time to go brain.
All right.
Okay, we're going brain. We're going brain.
All right. So you open the door, and you are in the Wayface marketing offices.
Oh, God, no.
Yes, the brains of the operation.
Yeah. So as soon as you walk in, you see a group of five employees. They're all dressed identically, and though they all physically look different, they all have the exact same hollow-eyed smile on their face.
What? Oh, God.
These are the Wayface Industries market researchers. They all start shuffling towards you, and they all have pieces of paper in their hands, and they are all saying, like, Hello. Welcome to Wayface Industry Marketing. Will you take our survey? Will you take our survey? Will you take our survey?
They're very persistent, no. Aren't they?
Yeah.
They usually like this.
Yeah, we try and avoid this room.
Understood. How? Understood.
This is... We need...
I will absolutely take that, sir.
Okay. So, as the market researchers swirl around Andy, you're going to have to take a wisdom check.
Oh, I would love that. Okay. How do I do that with their dice?
Send the link.
Oh, let me give you our special website, Andy.
Yeah, get the special website.
Because the special website's really been working out.
Wait, I mean, you go to that, or you can go to the special website. That's guaranteed to...
Yeah, sure, you could go to D&D Beyond, or...
You know what, we should roll. We should roll.
Website.
Have a special website that we can roll. We could roll and tell you what you need to do. We know a guy. Big deal, we know a guy.
A guy who knows a guy.
Andy.
All right.
You're gonna love the way you feel. You're gonna love the way you look.
That's right. I bet I will.
Andy, I dropped it in our special chat.
In the special area of
this is a wisdom check, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. I'm going to do something. Oh, it's a 6.
Okay, well, you do not pass that wisdom check. And so they start asking you questions. Like, perfect. In a house fire, would you rather save your copy of Pyramid Scheme or your Wayface brand cilantro soap?
Soap?
On a scale of 1 through 12, how much has the coaster oven saved your inner spirit?
Honestly, that's a tough one, because I go back and forth on the toaster. Is 13 an option?
Is the Brenda Bentley Solve-It-Yourself Detective Fun Kit more appropriate for children over the age of 12 or children over the age of 5?
Honestly, it's an all-ages type of product. I would give it to any age, infant, newborn, 120. I've met them, and they did not like it. But it made for a wonderful funeral gift.
Oh my god!
Roll 1d6 for psychic damage.
Oh, I'm sorry? I don't like that at all.
Oh,
1d6.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, wait. It's happening. Here we go. I took 4 damage.
All right. So, the rest of you are faced with a choice. So you can try to pass wisdom checks yourselves. You can try to fight them, or you can pitch a Wayface Industries product and perform an impromptu Wayface Industries ad, which would be a performance check.
Oh,
I don't know. That could be fun.
Oh, God.
I would love for one of you to take that. So what are my other options?
So you can try to pass a wisdom check as well. And if you pass a couple of wisdom checks, they will leave you alone. Or you can try to fight them.
Ooh, I know what I want to do. Brenda still has that turkey bone, okay? So she's not afraid to take down some survey marketing monsters. Let's go. It's Thanksgiving up in the marketing department.
I mean, I think Julie might do the pitch.
Yeah.
That's what she's got points in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I gotta get back. I was about to roll the dice to see whose ass I kicked. Excuse my language. Whose butt I kicked with the turkey bone. Okay.
Yeah, so I suppose since one of you is choosing combat, that does mean everyone has to roll for initiative. Yes.
Do we all roll?
So roll your d20s. Yep.
Oh boy.
All right.
Ooh, ooh! Nice. Ooh.
Okay,
14 over here for Brenda Bentley.
8. Rosalind got an 18.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ursula.
Julie got a 6.
Julie. Bea got a 17.
Mm-hmm. Janet got an 8. Because I wasted all my good rolls again before we started.
Ben?
I got an 11.
Okay. All right. That means, Rosalind, you are up first. What do you want to do?
Okay. You know what? Rosalind doesn't like marketing people, so she's going to do an acrobatics flip over to the nearest one and attempt to grapple him. So...
Give me an acrobatics check. Yeah.
Okay, so that was a 6 plus 7 because she's raucous. And that'll be 13.
You make your way there somewhat ungainly, and you try to grapple this guy, and you do, and he turns around and he says, "What area would you like to see Wayface Industries expand into? Voting machines, comic books, or hosiery?"
All of the above.
Yeah.
Why can't we combine them?
Okay, Bea, you're up.
Okay, so my choice is I can either physically fight them.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can hitch a product?
Yes.
Damn. Oh, my special website gave me such a high roll. I'm not sure if I'm capable of pitching a product. Okay, does my high roll just mean like my product is going to be especially persuasive regardless of the way that I pitch it?
I am going to need a performance, like charisma check from... from you.
Oh, I have a plus 6 performance.
Do okay. It.
But I only have a plus 1 animal handling.
Yeah. You know, as much as Bea thinks of herself as a horse girl, you know.
Hey, there's nothing about horses needing to like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to like horses to be a horse girl.
It's
yeah.
True.
Oh, I have spell. Wait, can I use a spell? Is this when I can use a spell?
Totes.
Shannon, aka Roslyn, explained this to us last week.
So, yeah.
Yes, you can use spells. Yeah.
Oh, I can use a musical instrument spell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bea walks up to the market researchers.
You could play the jingle. You could play the jingle.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the jingle. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's what I mm-hmm. wanted to do. Yeah. I wasn't sure if I could do it. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm Bea. I'm very concerned with the rules here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you can play a jingle. Yeah.
Okay. I cast my spell so that now I have a ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And I also cast a spell that I can play it. And I walk right up to those marketing people. And I'm like, hey, over here. I've got an idea. You randomly polled me. You sent me one of those polls in the mail, and I actually answered, and I mailed you back a suggestion. For Wayface Reassurances. And here's the jingle that I came up for it, and I'm going to call you back and sit on the phone for 2 hours explaining my idea and this jingle. It's going like this. 1-800-ANDY-WAYFACE. Call this number to get a good word from Andy. 1-800-ANDY-WAYFACE. ANDYWEAY. Face.
Okay.
How do they feel about this? Aren't I their dream person? They sent me a letter and I called them back.
They feel good about this. Yeah, one of them puts his hand over his heart. His eyes close. He just sags back into an office chair, out cold.
How excited.
Yes. and how excited he is. Yes.
No dehydrated drinks for adults necessary.
Nope.
What would I have to roll to slip them some dehydrated drinks for adults? We can do this later.
Yeah. I think that's probably like a sleight of hand thing. Up next, we have Brenda.
Ooh, boo. Well, Brenda has to fight, and she has to attack, and I am going to wield my turkey bone. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna try to maybe get like a decapitation, see what's going on behind those eyes, see if there's anything in there.
Yeah.
we're gonna because also I realized I get to attack twice whenever I take the attack action on my turn. So if I can't, if I don't, if my lucky dice isn't feeling lucky, I can try it again. Okay, so we're about to wield the turkey bone. We're going to try to get a good decapitation and investigate. I don't know if I have to roll for that too, but take a look inside that head. Okay, here we go. D20. Ooh, okay, 13 plus 6. Woo!
Okay, you definitely hit one of the researchers.
Okay. Feels solid. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not quite decapitation. All right. Do I get a? I get a.
Yeah. Roll for damage.
This turkey bone, man.
Okay. Here we go. Woo! Oh, not my best roll. 333 though. Feels lucky.
Okay. Yeah, the market researcher is staggered, but not out. And so they turn to you and say, "How many servings of Wayface, it's technically corn nuts, do you eat in a day?" And roll a wisdom check.
Ooh, 19! Ooh! Okay.
Okay, you pass the check.
All right. Oh my gosh, I'm on a roll. And now I'm going to like kick their ass again?
Yeah, since you get two attacks.
Okay. Oh, turkey bone. Wait, turkey bone. 14.
Yeah, so, I mean, that hits.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So roll for damage again.
Oof. Come on, lucky.
Yeah, no, still. That one is still on its feet. So they turn to you and they say, "What master classes would you take from Andy Wayface?" And roll a wisdom check.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, no, 6.
Yeah, roll 1d6 for damage.
Oh, no! Oh. 1. Oh, oof. That feels good.
Okay.
That feels okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. That was your turn. Yeah, Andy, you're up.
All right. I think it's time that everybody takes a 5-minute break. Don't you think, marketing team? I would like to use intimidation as their employer. How do I do that?
Yeah, you're going to roll a d20.
My favorite. And I got a 19.
Plus 6 intimidation, 25.
Whoa.
So,
oh, yeah.
Woo. Yes.
Yeah, that definitely takes two of them out of the fight. They decide it is a very good time to go to the break room.
Say hi to Barry for us.
Yeah. Okay, so to recap, there are one has passed out from joy at Bia's performance. Two have now run away of fear of being fired. One has been hit pretty badly, but is still up. And then one hasn't been hit at all. So, Janet, What do you want to do?
Okay. I think Janet wants to take a chance with a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
She thinks she can she can take this.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so that is a total of 13.
Okay, you pass the saving throw, but as the market researcher says, snakes, what are your feelings on them? You can feel like the sweat gathering on your brow.
I don't like them.
You get the feeling that something very dangerous just passed over your head. All right, Julie, what do you want to do?
All right. Against Julie's better wishes, she is going to pitch a product.
Ooh, okay.
And make the most of her performance chops. Now, mm-hmm. Do you want me to pitch a product before I roll or after?
Let's do it after.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, that's an 18.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Give us your pitch.
All right. Julie's going to walk over and grab a lamp and shine it on her like a spotlight. And turn around to face the marketing executives, and she begins. I would like to pitch Wave Voice. Have you ever wanted to sound like your favorite Wave Face show or radio program, or sound like your favorite host of said show? Well, now you can. Simply talk through this microphone, and it will make you sound like your favorite character from your favorite show. Disclaimer, may or may not sound exactly like the voice of the person that you were trying to impersonate, because Wayface cannot guarantee a voice match.
Okay.
That's too real with me.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. The one who is been injured pretty badly by Brenda says, it's all I've ever wanted. I just wanted to sound like Quentin and Quentin when they talk about quoits. And she too collapses into a chair, like, passing out.
Don't judge me, everyone. It was a shower thought, okay?
Okay, that is round one. We are heading back around up to the top. So there is one market researcher left standing. Rosalind, you're up. What do you want to do?
Okay. Oh, boy. You know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to get him with the butt of my... with my prop... Renaissance sword, and I'm going to use sneak attack, so I'm going to hit him with the butt of the sword. Nice! 18!
Yeah, that hits. Roll for damage.
Okay, wow. Okay, so that was 21 points of damage.
Dang.
Yeah, you just knocked this sucker out. Tell us how this goes down.
Who says we need brains for this?
Yeah, I can just use Rosalind's brawn.
Yeah.
She starts getting really red in the face, and then she looks at the marketing guy and goes, I did not appreciate when you called me while I was spelunking in the caves of Georgia! And then she hits him over the head. And as he flops to the floor, she stands over his unconscious body, or their unconscious body, and says, that racked up quite the bill, and walks away.
All right, so you have now dealt with the marketing researchers. And so they're either, you got three of them who are unconscious, two have left, and you also now can see that, you know, they have copies of their surveys that you can pick up. You can search the room, see if you find anything interesting that might want to use going forward.
Yep, I'll investigate the room for, but I'm specifically looking for tools or key cards that can help us get into other areas. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that'll be a, oh god, I can't math, 24. Right, 16 okay. plus 8, 24?
Yeah, so you look over the room and you pick the pockets of the various market researchers, and you do find a security key card.
Yes.
And you also get the sense that if that the surveys don't just have power when they're in the hands of the market researchers, that you might be able to use this. Ooh. If you take one of them.
Yep, I will take one market research pamphlet.
Okay, add that to your weapons.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, does anyone else want to search the room or do anything?
Did anybody take damage? I know Mr. Wayface took some psychic damage. Because I can help. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help.
Yes.
So I think I'd like to, I'll go up to Mr. Wayface and go, sir, it's going to be okay. And
oh, thank God.
Yes. Yes. And whatever you went through just now, it doesn't matter. You're still Andy Wayface. And I would like to cast Cure Wounds to to heal him of that damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you can heal for 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow. Well, thank you. And may I say, you're a very intense person, aren't you?
Thank you, sir.
I love it.
Thank you. I've always been praised for my acumen and my, I can't remember the rest, but thank you. Oh, everybody says I'm very good looking.
I get that too.
Well, and it's well deserved, sir, if I may say so without crossing any lines.
Oh, stop it, please. I mean, you don't have to, but.
All right. If, is there anything else, or do you want to move on?
Let's scoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to push on. This is.
Okay.
Definitely more than I would like to stay out of my luxury office. Where is that, by the way?
Well, as you... You're going to have to find it.
Okay. That's what they tell me every day.
Can I roll to find it? I don't know what the rules are here. I've got, like, perception. Yeah.
You can roll to find what direction it is in.
Okay, all right. I mean, I'd like to close my eyes here and smell, use my sense of smell to see if I might be able to point us in the right direction. Is everyone feeling good about that idea? Okay, I am.
Smell it out, Brenda.
Brenda famously has super smell.
Famous.
Yes, I'm desperate to see this in action. Yes,
I'd like to see me use my famous super smeller.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right.
If you know what I mean.
Okay, I don't know what you mean. Did I miss something? Is there an inside
joke?
No,
I'm just gonna point us in the right direction here, and I'm gonna go ahead and roll my die. Ooh, 18! Yes.
Okay.
Plus, well, 18 plus 4. I believe that's
okay, well, you know you have to go up.
Wait.
Are we not up already? Where are we?
Wait, we're downstairs in the...
we're in the middle. We're in the middle.
Downstairs in the marketing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we gotta go back.
All right. So, yep, you're gonna go upstairs then. And so you go up the stairs and you open the door to what you think might be the right floor. And you find a couple of options. You find a door with a cube on it. You find a door with a broom on it.
Ooh. What is that thing?
A broom, Andy? Broom? That'll take us way too long to explain, and you'll never use one anyway.
Right, and the other thing?
Is a cube.
What is a cube?
Well, you know, with your sugar, you got those little white things that make it sweeter?
Right. Yeah. Kind of the shape of money if you cut it in half.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly could be perceived as such, yeah. Andy. It's yeah.
All right, I choose the money door.
All right, cubes it is.
Cube.
All right. Well, so you open this door, and it's a very strange room that you feel like this kind of heat and condensation, like it's a greenhouse. And...
oh, no.
Yeah, you see these large green gelatinous cubes.
Oh, God.
No, this is definitely up. My office.
Yeah. And these, you see, are organically raised cubicles. This is a cubicle farm.
Oh, my God.
Right. I forgot I commissioned this. Yes. We're wonderful to be back.
Yeah. So right now, they are sleeping. You need to cross the room without waking them.
Oh, God.
Okay.
But I would love to catch up if I could.
Yeah.
Just see how they're going.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll keep it down.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, because you do not want to wake them. You do not want to anger them. If you do, they might get hungry.
Oh, no.
Oh. Good thing. Okay.
What do they eat?
Food. Us. Oh, yeah, I have a can of dog food, just in case.
I think I still have some technically corn nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have corn nuts.
I have Wayface dehydrated drinks for adults.
Okay, maybe we can
I don't know if they count as adults. Hang on.
Okay, so you're going to need to make a series of stealth checks. The room is 100 feet long. Check for how far you can walk. Each time, each turn, you are going to need to make a stealth check.
Oh, wow. They're every 30 feet. Okay. So I'm going to have to do at least 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. Okay. So roll for initiative.
Okay. 30. Oh, my shit. Okay. I got a 5.
Okay. Andy rolled a 3.
No.
Janice rolled a 2.
Okay. Bea rolled a 2.
Oh, so did I.
Did you roll the 3?
What is happening, you? I rolled a 13, but I also have plus 2 for stealth, so that's a total of 50.
We're just rolling for initiative right now.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what I'm doing. Clearly, still.
Okay, let me see, Janet. I don't have your initiative number.
2.
Oh, I do have a plus 2 on initiative, too. So, still 15.
Brenda?
Yes?
Make your first stealth check.
Okay, so now I roll again. Okay, here we go. Ooh! Ay-ay-ay! 10.
Okay, is that with your bonus?
No, sorry. 10 plus 2, so 12.
Okay. Now you make it your first 30 feet. without waking the cubicle.
Feels good.
Okay. Julie.
Brenda, things tiptoe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the being a detective has given you training in how to be stealthy.
love that.
Julie rolled a 10 with the number.
Okay, Julie, you make it past your first set of feet.
Woo!
But as you do, one of them quivers ever so slightly.
Oh my god.
And then goes back to sleep.
I like the way they jiggle.
Yeah, Andy, you're next.
All right, I'll be quiet, I guess. All right, I roll an 8.
Okay, so, you make it 30 feet. But as you do, you trip. And there's like a wave of jiggling from the cubes. And most of them go back to sleep. But in the sort of far corner, one is starting to shift a bit. Yeah, might be waking up.
I didn't realize they just kind of like glide across the floor. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that. We need to give them legs.
Rosalind, you're up.
Okay. Oh, nice. 17.
Okay. You, as just quiet as a mouse, you make it your first 30 feet.
Frick yeah. Nice job, Ursula.
Okay. Bia, you're up.
Okay. Okay, I rolled an 8, but my stealth points are +5.
Nice.
Ooh. Dang. Okay, you walk forward. You make it your first 30 feet. You stumble a little, but you recover yourself quickly, and none of them seem to have noticed.
Okay.
Yeah. Janet.
Well, I've got great news, team. I have disadvantage on stealth because of this amazing night security armor that I wear. So...
Oh, no. My dog berries.
So I rolled a natural one.
Oh my god!
You take one step.
Oh no! Oh lord, everything just changed. Dog berries.
Oh man.
Yeah, you take one step and you can't even describe how you do it. There doesn't seem to be anything on the floor. And yet, you completely face plant.
Ow! Do you think they noticed? Do you think they noticed?
As you do, a wave of movement comes from the cubes. And what's more, there's noise from the other end of the hall as well. No. You hear people saying like, sounds like there's some employees we haven't found in there. Let's investigate for the devil's fortune.
I hate this, guys.
On the grand finale of Escape from Wayface Radio, our heroes must face down the cubicles and the devil's fortune and learn who's truly pulling the strings of this adventure. Join us, won't you, for the finale of Escape from Wayface Radio, Andy's Office. Arden was created by Emily St. James, Christopher Dole, and Sarah Golub. It is executive produced by Christopher Dole, Emily St. James, and Eli Barassa, and co-produced by Leslie Gideon and Mara Woods Robinson. This episode features
Michelle Agresti,
Tracy Syed,
Shannon Estabrook,
Benjamin Watts,
Lindsay Zanna,
Emma Scherzarko,
and was based on the RPG Escape from Wayface Radio. Arden original score by Chris Hatfield. Do you like this show? Do you want to help us make more of it? There are so many different ways you can do that. The quickest and easiest way is to toss us a couple bucks at patreon.com/ardenpod, where all this month you will be getting early listens to new episodes of Escape from Wayface Radio and a downloadable copy of the RPG Playbook. We also have t-shirts, mugs, posters, stickers, and more on TeePublic, including, for the first time ever, our official Wayface Industries merchandise for you good people. That's all for this week, folks. We'll see you next week. And this week's episode is brought to you by Wayface Brand Cubicle Repellent. There is no such product as Wayface Brand Cubicle Repellent. If you wish to escape your cubicle, consider a vacation. We hear Majorca is lovely this time of year. Vacations, heartily endorsed by Wayface Industries, the good people who need a break sometimes. Thank you and good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion!
Okay, okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely. The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see. Yee-haw! Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin' Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the Four Spurs Pine Train.
To go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
2 parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of 4.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You, listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3, available now.